From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Clyde Butcher believes the wetlands of South Florida have an image problem. Everglades National Park and Big Cypress National Preserve are unique, awe-inspiring places. But they're also swamps, home to alligators and snakes, a fact that discourages some visitors. For decades, the image of those wetlands has been Clyde Butcher's passion and his profession. He's a photographer. He captures the beauty of the wetlands in large black and white photographs. NPR's Greg Allen has this profile of the acclaimed artist and educator.
Clyde Butcher doesn't just photograph South Florida's wetlands. For most of the last 20 years, he's lived there. He has a house and an art gallery in the heart of the Big Cypress National Preserve. It's 46 miles from the nearest grocery store, a remote spot he calls Loose Screw Sanctuary. It got that name when he tore down the old structures on the land in 1992.
A fellow was helping me tear things down here. Says, you got to have a bolt loose to do this out in the middle of nowhere.
If you spend much time with Clyde Butcher, you're bound to get wet. He shoots many of his pictures when he's on foot and up to his knees, or hips, in Big Cypress swamp water.
Now you're going to find a little drop-off here.
We're just out back of Butcher's cottage, where a small pond is home to a couple of large alligators and more than a dozen little two-year-old gators, each about a foot and a half long.
The most dangerous part of going into the swamp is usually the first 4 or 5 or 6 feet. That's where snakes eat and everything eats, so we got to be really careful right through here.
Okay, you go first.
I go first. The guy in the middle usually gets it.
Okay, thanks.
Butcher is a burly guy in his mid-60s with a bushy white beard. He's a striking figure as he trudges through knee-deep water. Some of his best-known photos were taken right here in his backyard. One called Loose Screw Gator captures the large adult male alligator that lives here in the pond. Today we don't see the alligator, and we forge ahead through water that's 20 degrees cooler than the air temperature.
I think one thing that shocks people is the temperature of the water.
Well, I think a lot of people would not think that you should go, if there's water that's up to your knees, you should go walk through it and take a hike through this water.
Well, why not? I mean, when I get hot, all I got to do is lay down.
You can't take 45 pounds of camera this way.
I usually take my 5x7, and the complete package is probably about 45 pounds. That's camera, lenses, film. So that's not too bad. But it's on a backpack on my back.
Butcher mostly uses vintage Deerdorf cameras. They're large format box cameras similar to the ones Matthew Brady used for his Civil War photos 150 years ago. More to the point, they're also similar to the cameras used by famed photographer Ansel Adams. We're in Butcher's Big Cypress Gallery now, sitting at a table, surrounded by his large gelatin silver prints. In style and substance, they evoke Ansel Adams. Butcher has never denied the influence.
Oh, gosh, no. I mean, I don't know if I would be doing this if I hadn't seen his work. Because back then, this was in the 60s, you know, what is art? What is photography as art? In fact, I did my first art show, I think it was in 68 or 69, and I was in the macrame division. Well, it was considered a craft.
Over the last two decades, Butcher has won many awards for his photography and his work on behalf of the environment. He's published photo collections of Big Cypress, Cuba, and the national parks, among others. It's work that stems from a tragedy. In 1986, his 17-year-old son, Ted, was killed in a car crash. At that time, Butcher was using color film for his nature photography, selling his photos at art shows, and doing quite well. After time spent in mourning and reflection, Butcher decided to go back to black and white.
So I took all my color work, which was two big bread trucks full of prints. I estimated probably $300,000 to $400,000 worth of color work and took it to the dump and watched the machine run over it. Because I knew I'd just go right back if I didn't make any sales. And I took off in the woods. In fact, two of my best shots were done in that period of time was Moonrise and Ochopee.
Like many of Butcher's photos, Moonrise is an arresting image. It's a dwarf cypress forest. The horizon is in the bottom third of the photo. Dominating the upper two-thirds of the shot is the daytime moon and a massive bank of clouds.
These clouds, I call those kind of clouds, battleships coming across the Everglades. So I said, I'm going to take some pictures as it's going across. And because the moon was coming up and it was getting pretty exciting. So I went and the shutter wouldn't work.
Butcher eventually got the shot by opening the shutter manually and holding a dark slide over the lens, a technique common in the 1800s. That shot and others are part of a documentary on the Big Cypress that will be shown at the new visitor center there. It's the latest in a series of documentaries by filmmaker Elim Stoltzfus that feature both Butcher's photography and the artist himself. At a recent showing of the film, Stoltzfus said Butcher is more than just a photographer. He's become a spokesman for Florida's fragile natural areas.
He's a little bit a tad eccentric, but he's a great artist. He's very confident in what he's doing. And, you know, he's created an incredible following. And at the end of the day, it's about education.
Clyde Butcher likes to say he'd rather be known not as an artist, but as a communicator. That's the reason he holds twice-yearly swamp walks, when he invites the public on guided and wet tours of his piece of Big Cypress.
It's just a magical place.
We're back in Butcher's backyard, wading through knee-high water, ducking under limbs with wild orchids hanging. There are bromeliads, air plants growing on cypress, and bladderwort, a small carnivorous plant that floats in the water and traps small aquatic creatures. Butcher recently moved from his cabin here into a house in nearby Naples, in part so he has fewer distractions. His Big Cypress Gallery is a regular stop now for tour buses. His swamp walks draw so many people, he's had to limit them to just 500 per weekend. He'll keep shooting his big black and white photographs, but Butcher says his real goal lies in teaching.
If I can do what I've done in Big Cypress and other places, it might help people all over the United States help a little bit, because I see so many of these great places and I don't see images that comprehend those spaces. And I feel that I would like to start doing that, to share it with people, and maybe we'll get people thinking that nature is important.
Right now, Butcher is shooting pictures for a project that will document the entire Everglades ecosystem, from the headwaters near Orlando all the way down to Florida Bay. He's working to turn that into a multimedia exhibit that will tour the country, called The Everglades, America's Amazon. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
And you can see photos taken by Clyde Butcher at NPR's photography blog, The Picture Show. That's at npr.org.